And now we take another look at life in East Oakland, specifically at the life of one resident, Oscar Grant, which came to a sudden end in the early hours of New Year's Day in 2009. Grant was fatally shot by BART officer Johannes Meserle after an altercation. Meserle was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter and served 11 months of a two-year sentence. Earlier today, a federal appeals court ruled that Grant's family and friends can file a civil lawsuit against Meserle and the other officers involved. The movie Fruitvale Station follows Grant, a young African-American man, on the last day of his life. It follows him around Oakland, on a BART ride to San Francisco and back, and to the platform where he died. The film's limited release 3 weeks ago fell on the same weekend that a jury in Sanford, Florida, found George Zimmerman not guilty of the murder of another young African-American man, Trayvon Martin. Both events sparked a national conversation about race and our justice system. Turnstile News reporter Nishat Kurwa says this confluence of national news and landmark black cinema is significant, but not a first.
So you gonna leave me? You gonna leave me again? What kind of mom is you?
I love you, Oscar.
You don't love nothing.
I do. And I'm praying for you.
George Zimmerman was found not guilty of the murder of Trayvon Martin on the same weekend that Fruitvale Station hit theaters here in Oakland, California, depicting the killing of another unarmed young black man, Oscar Grant. Tweets about the Zimmerman verdict paired the hashtags Oscar Grant and Trayvon Martin as the same story, different state. The timing of Fruitvale Station is more than a little eerie, and when director Ryan Coogler discusses it, he's cautious, almost apologetic-sounding, saying he didn't anticipate the two would become linked.
People draw a lot of parallels between what happened with Oscar and what happened with Trayvon. And I think that, for me, the film is about humanity, and it's about really relationships, you know what I mean, and the relationships that are left behind when a human being's life is cut short.
Still, it seems inevitable that the film will benefit from the publicity. First of the verdict, and then of President Obama's surprise remarks about its aftermath. Coogler has been widely lauded by critics for his humanizing portrait of Grant, as a doting father, a not-quite-reformed weed dealer, a recently unemployed young adult, and a tender son. A less widely hailed but just as significant feature of the movie is its representation of the Bay Area's racial dynamics. Audiences see Grant interact fluidly with people of diverse ethnicities. It happens both in casual exchanges and in deeper relationships of the sort that are the norm in this diverse region, where even racial animus doesn't always conform to the black-white binary that's so common elsewhere in the country. Coogler says that's simply a reflection of Grant's life.
He had friends that were Hispanic friends, that were, you know, Filipino friends, that were Indian, you know what I mean, white friends. You know, that's kind of how it goes in the Bay in many ways. It's not a racial utopia, but it is a diverse place. Issues of race come up, as they did that night, obviously, you know, but at the same time, you know, he was a product of his environment, and he came from a very diverse environment.
When I asked about the inspiration for the character, other depictions of black men that normalize them and highlight their humanity, Coogler said he was mostly inspired by real people. But he did offer one reference point that sheds light not only on the state of black cinema, but on racial understanding in America.
Y'all come from Compton. I thought you were scared of Compton, man.
Rick was a
Director John Singleton's Boys in the Hood came out in 1991, and it was controversial and groundbreaking. It was an insider's perspective on the perils and beauty of life in the hood and the hazards of being young, black, and male in America. And like Fruitvale Station, the conditions that the story brought to light were also reflected in a contemporaneous bit of citizen journalism. The video that showed Rodney King being beaten by the LAPD was also seen by national audiences that year. And in 1992, South Central Los Angeles erupted in protest. For many non-black audiences, news stories like these or racially polarizing characters on reality TV are what shape their perception of young black males. Darnell Hunt is director of UCLA's Ralph J. Bunche Center for African American Studies. He says it's rare that Hollywood films present counter-narratives to those vilified depictions.
Every once in a while, you have an exception to the rule, like Fruitvale Station or even Boys in the Hood, which unfortunately spawned a series of quote-unquote copycat films that I don't feel were as authentic and as sort of community-oriented as I think the impulse behind Boys in the Hood was. You know, but the industry is not exactly chomping at the bit to make these types of films. Films about the inner thoughts and feelings of members of the black community. That's just not something that the Hollywood industry typically does.
This is why Fruitvale Station is ripe with potential. The film is rolling out in theaters across an illusory post-racial America, which in many areas is resegregating or experiencing deep economic inequality. 2 decades after Boys in the Hood, here's a movie by a young black director taken up by Hollywood that feels a bit like a cinematic handbook for stories that the country needs to see at a difficult time.
For me, like hearing about what happened with Trayvon, you know, it was a tragedy in February, you know what I mean, in 2012, when we were already working on the film then, and the news came out about it, and I was just thinking about how often, you know, young African-American males die in the streets every day. You know, in Oscar's situation, it was a police officer that shot him. You know what I mean? In Trayvon's situation, it was somebody who wasn't even a cop that killed him. But so often, every day, we're killing ourselves, you know what I mean, as well.
Fruitvale Station depicted Grant as his family saw him. Not exceptional, not a hero, but a human. Some Bay Area viewers say that unlike the real-life drama in Oakland, the film brought some closure and a feeling far from disappointment. In the courtroom in Sanford, Florida, Trayvon Martin's family did not see their son's story redeemed. During the trial, Martin himself was first depicted as a pothead and then a thug. He became a vessel for other people's narratives. Fruitvale Station sold out in all 7 cities where it premiered on the weekend the verdict came down. It's possible that if it continues to do well, it could fuel Hollywood's appetite for more thoughtful stories like it. And if it doesn't? Unlike the aftermath of Boys in the Hood 20 years ago, there's a growing contingent of young filmmakers recognizing that their path to wider audiences and creative control may not tread through Hollywood, but through independent distribution and the internet. For Cross Currents, I'm Nishath Kirwa.